you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Hawks Talk podcast, brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. I am Pat Boyle from NBC Sports Chicago. Adam Bursch, 2010 Stanley Cup champion, is standing by. He's going to join me to play a little game we call Building Block, Not Sure, or No Thanks. We're going to take a player that's currently on the Blackhawks roster, and Adam's going to tell me if that's a building block player, a not sure about him yet player, or no thanks, move on. So that's coming up with Adam in just a bit. But first, we start with Jonathan Toews. An opportunity to talk to the captain this week about his play, about the return of Brandon Saad. Does he expect changes in the offseason? And has the window closed for this team? Right now, here's my conversation with Jonathan Toews before the Winnipeg game.
Well, you haven't been in this spot since your rookie year, being out of the playoff mix and being out of it, in, you know, basically in February. How frustrating has that been for you to be in this, you know, uncharted water situation?
There's no doubt it's frustrating on a lot of levels, but I think it's a learning experience, and you know, I don't say that lightly. I think you don't know how many more years or how many more games you're going to play at this level. I think there's a good stretch when things are going well that it's easy to take it for granted and just kind of continue to expect that same success. But it definitely puts things in perspective, and you know, it almost feels like we're echoing what we said or what I said after we got swept in the first round last year, that it's back to the drawing board and trying to understand what went wrong and how we kind of squandered our potential throughout the season. So I think similar to last year in that first round, this year I think we have a lot of ability. We have a lot that, you know, some nights a lot of things are going well, and it was just one or two things that didn't go well that we found ways to give up games that not we didn't necessarily should have won, but we could have. So it's up to us to kind of find the answer and find how we can play that complete game and just grow as a team and as players from it.
How would you assess your play overall for the year and being reunited with Saad and how that went? How would you assess that?
It was good at times, and at times we just weren't quite connecting the dots and contributing offense consistently the way we know we can. And so in that sense, it's frustrating, but we know there's, again, a lot of potential, a lot of opportunity there, and a lot we left on the table. So we got to figure out what we can do better and get back on the horse.
There were a lot of changes last year after a 109-point season, and obviously the disappointing exit. Are you expecting a lot of changes this upcoming offseason to this team?
I can't really give you too many great answers there. I think I always kind of say the same thing when the trade deadline comes around, that, you know, if our management thinks there's moves that need to be made, then that's up to them. But as players, we maintain the focus and the belief in our room that we got the guys that we need. So it's up to us in the room as players to stay close as a group and grow as a group and go out there and try and find ways to play our best hockey on the ice. So same goes for this offseason. So we'll see what happens.
Last one for you. I'm sure you've heard from fans, the so-called experts, saying that the window has closed or is closing. To that, what do you say to that?
Well, there's a lot of people that want to say that you know, that the game is getting younger and younger, and you know, say what you want. You can't really predict nowadays who's going to win the Stanley Cup at the beginning of the season. I think there's so many teams that are going to miss the playoffs this year that believe that if they sneak in the door, they have the chance to go in the whole way. So anything can happen. We've been telling ourselves that all year. Unfortunately, we had a tough month of January and February and fell behind the race. But you play great hockey at the right time to sneak into the playoffs. You feel confident. You look at the way things went for Nashville last year. We were feeling that way this year, too. We just get the string of wins together to build that confidence. But we get back to the playoffs. We know we got experience, we got youth, we got energy. There's always that belief there. So it doesn't matter what people say. If they think we're the number one favorites going into next season or this playoff season, it doesn't matter to us. We know that there's still a lot of potential there.
And we've seen it flip quickly. Boston was out of it 2 years ago. Some young guys emerged. We saw it with Pittsburgh, a couple one-and-dones before the last two Cups. Would one thing that you say has emerged this year were some young guys that have shown the ability to take that next step in the NHL? Is that one thing you'll hang your hat on? Like, that's one area we certainly improved in this year?
For sure. You know, and we need that big time. I think we need those young guys to continue to build on that confidence, knowing how important they are in this room. You look at Nick Schmaltz and Alex DeBrincat and guys like that, and Vinny, and even John Hayden, who played a lot of games in the minors this year and comes in and gets a fight and a big goal in Boston the other day. You know, day after day, I think the more they begin to believe in themselves, knowing that they mean a lot to this team, it's going to make us even better.
Back here on the Hawks Talk podcast, our thanks to Jonathan Toews for sitting down with us for that. Adam Burrish joins me now, and you got a chance to hear that conversation that I had with Jonathan Toews. Why do you think we haven't seen more offensive production from Toews over the last couple years?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. I think you could kind of go down the list. There's probably a laundry list. Certainly, I think you could also say his line mate, Brandon Saad, hasn't played well either. And anytime Richard Panik, who was here for the first half of the season, those three guys were a line. And anytime there's one or two players that just aren't playing well, that certainly affects other guys on the line. Not to say that it's just Brandon Saad or just was Richard Panik, and that's the reason Toews' numbers are down this year. But that is a reason. I think for me still, and I've been saying it all year, Pat, the biggest reason for guys like Toews why their production is down is their power play has been terrible. It's been bad. When you're around 14%, you're just not getting any energy. You're not getting any confidence. And I've said it a million times, but your star players, your studs, they get confidence on the power play. These guys all want to lead the league in scoring. They all want to be top scorers on their team. And when they get their confidence, it's on the power play. They get points. You get a little more space out there. Then that bleeds into your 5-on-5 game. When you're feeling it, you're feeling it. And that trickles down into your attitude. It trickles down into your effort. It trickles down into how you wake up in the morning, how you're feeling. But when you're going 5, 6, 7, 10 games without getting a point on the power play, that just wears on you. It bothers players. So that goes from top down. I mean, that's all the different players that have been on it. That's whoever's the power play coach, who's ever teaching them this power play stuff. There could be a lot of blame to go around there. But I still think if this power play had scored 10 or 12 more goals or been 5 or 6% better, these guys would have another 10 or 15 points. And I think their 5-on-5 play, I think their wins would have been better. So for me, that's the biggest thing. But I liked your question when you said, is the window closing or are you guys past your prime? I'm not in that camp. I don't think this guy's done. I think, as I told you earlier, I think at some point he's going to absolutely snap at some next, maybe it's next season, maybe it's game one, maybe it's game 10, but at some point you're going to see the old Jonathan Toews that's just going to absolutely take over a game. He's going to dominate. His will is greater than just about anybody else's in the league. There was a point, don't forget, when Sidney Crosby was calling him and saying, I'm okay with you being the captain of Team Canada. That's how much respect Sidney Crosby has for Jonathan Toews. So his will is incredible. And I think next season you're going to see that will come back and you're going to see him take over games and become that guy that we all know that he is and that he can be and start leading this team again. I just think this was the perfect storm of a season. Everything went
back. All right, so what needs to change to get him? I mean, if you do think he has something left in the tank, this is two consecutive years, really 3 years where, you know, the numbers aren't great. Yep. They bring Brandon Saad back in large part to help Toews out. I think they wanted him to have less defensive responsibility, and I think the makeup of this team really didn't allow that. Yep. But what needs to change, whether it's his preparation, you know, we know how of a fanatic he is about eating and all that sort of stuff, but like what specifically needs to change to get him to have the uptick in his offensive production?
Yeah, I think he'll reset some of that stuff this summer. I think he'll talk to some few different people about his training, about his eating, about his preparation. I know he's a guy that takes that all very, very seriously. And if something doesn't go well, he will change it. And I know he has changed a couple of those things over the last 3 or 4 years. Each year he's changed different things, and I'm sure he'll evaluate that again this season. I think that's just an easy, quick thing that we can talk about. I certainly still think it just comes down to, with these stud players, is just that confidence. And sometimes it just takes one game. It takes 1 week. Of everything kind of clicking, and I just think nothing this year clicked for them. I think nothing. Chemistry with him and Saad was non-existent this year.
So for whatever reason, you think it can, you know, Taves can find it. Can Saad find it again? Mm. Because you know, you'll hear some say it was just puck luck. He didn't have it, and I think that's just too easy. Yeah. of a cop out type answer. I think there's more to it. I mean, you and I watch every game. You can tell me all the analytics you want. He didn't have a good game. He didn't have a good year.
Yep.
He had a great first two games of the season.
Yep.
He had a couple of ones late, and in between, it was a lot of blah.
Yep. No, I agree. But I think that's why you can look at, call it the first 20 games of the season. I think we were doing these shows, and we're talking about, I mean, Jamal Mayers used to laugh that I don't think one of his goals touched the netting, actually. It just slid in because he's in front of the net. He was getting there. He was scoring. I mean, what was it, 7 goals in the first 15 games or something,
right,
like that?
Right, 6 game winners or,
six,
you know,
or seven
5
game winners
or 6, whatever
five or
it was.
7
yeah.
game winners. Yeah, so it's there. And then for whatever reason, after game 20, it really fell off fast, so I agree with you. But it's there. I mean, we saw it. We saw him and Taves at the start of the year have something the way they started that first 15, 20 games. So it's there. I think the defensive struggles, the power play struggles, everything just came together and just wore these guys down as the season went on. Corey Crawford coming out, and then all of a sudden you step on the ice and you're letting in weak goals, you're letting in soft goals. I think it just all continued to pile on these guys. Has Brendan Saad, if I'm being honest, has his effort the last 15 or 20 games been good? No, it hasn't. But these, if I can make an excuse for him, it's that these games are really, really – are you going to play – like a game 7 attitude when you're 14 or 16 points out of the playoffs? No, you're just not. And that's the honest answer. I've been there. Nobody is. Nobody listening to this podcast, if they were in that situation, are they going to dive face first into a puck and ruin your entire summer and your training to get injured in a game like this in the next
few weeks?
Especially
when you've got a contract for the next few years.
Right. That's honest. That's human nature. That's the way it is. Next season when they start, does that need to get ratcheted up? You're darn right it needs to get ratcheted up. And I still think that it's there. I think that it can. But time will tell.
So we're going to play a little game here with the forwards. And it's called Building Block, Not Sure, No Thanks. Take salary cap out of the way. Take this, take that. No movement clauses. Just boil it down to whether or not you think this is a player, a forward, that is a building block and should be a part of this team going forward, or you haven't seen enough, you're just not sure, or you know what, you've seen enough, and no thanks, it doesn't seem to be a great fit.
Okay.
So let's start with Brendan Saad. Building block, not sure, or no thanks?
I would say not sure. I would need to see another year. I liked the way he started this year. That first 20 games, I thought, okay, he's back. This is the guy that this team really missed. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that I think all these things added up, the defensive struggles, the goaltending struggles, the awful power play. I think all that added up on these star players. It's worn on them since January, probably January 1 on. All those things have really added up on them. How are you going to respond to something like that? None of these guys have had a year like this. Brendan Saad hasn't had a year where it's gone like this. So to say you're a cornerstone core, well, obviously when they were building this core, they let him go once. So I don't think I can sit here and say he is an absolute building block of this team right now.
All right, next up, Alex DeBrincat. Building block, not sure, no thanks.
I'd say he's a building block guy. Yeah. I certainly think he is. You need young guys that can play with skill. I think people would say that maybe he isn't the fastest player. I think his speed is just fine. I think it's good enough. You can tell his teammates really like him. He's a character guy. So I think Alex DeBrincat could be a building block guy.
Nick Schmaltz, building block, not sure, no thanks.
Absolute building block guy. He can fly. World-class speed. He can score goals, a 20-goal scorer this season. He'll end up with over 20 this year. You can play in all situations. Power play, penalty kill. Certainly a building block player. He could be a star in this league.
John Hayden.
I would say not sure. I wouldn't say he's a building block guy. I think if I would say one thing that I would like to see him improve on, I know part of it is just the situation. He's trying to show himself off a little bit, but you have to recognize the player that you are. And he's a bottom six guy. That's what he is, and he knows that. But you have to recognize situations. You have to be willing to chip pucks in. And if there's one thing this team needs, and he needs to recognize it, is they need a couple guys to play on the edge. They need some disruptive kind of players, which he can be, which he showed in his first call-up game coming back from Boston, getting in a fight right away in the first period. If he can play like that, he'll certainly earn himself a spot and endear himself to his teammates and his fans on this team. So we'll see with him.
Thomas Yurko.
No, thanks. I'm going to pass on Thomas Yurko. I think they have enough guys that have skill. He is certainly a skilled player. You got him on your summer rat hockey team. I'm sure he can light it up and dangle. He looks pretty. He can do it really well. But they have enough guys that can play a perimeter skill game. They need more some more grit in their lineup. Guys that have skill now, but you need skill and grit. He's pure skill for me, so you can walk on him.
Artem Anisimov.
You know, big centermen are really valuable in this league. So I think that's why he's still kept around here. And I guess you said we can take away the no trade clause stuff away. But
yep.
So I would say not sure about him. I would say if you can't find a big replaceable centerman, they're hard to come by in this league right now. So I would say not sure on him.
Anthony Duclair. I know he's injured right now. But
no, thanks. No, thanks. I mean, there's a reason for me. And if I'm being honest, I've seen, I've asked players around the league. He's been on other teams. I think he's a perimeter guy. I think they have enough perimeter guys. They need some guys that are really willing to strap it on and compete. You look back to the Nashville series last season when they had a lot of perimeter. They had nobody willing to chip a puck in and go and get it. For me, if I'm being honest, he's not a guy that's going to chip a puck in and run through a guy and run through a brick wall to go and get it. At least I haven't seen it in the short sample size I've got. So no thanks.
David Kampf.
I would say just not sure. I certainly think he's done a nice job since he's been here. I think he's filled into the role. He's done what's been asked of him. He's not going to set the world on fire, but he's a two-way player. He's gotten really a lot noticeably better in the faceoff dot. He's earned the position that he's in right now on this team. I think he's going to have a great training camp if he wants to be a regular here again next year.
Last one for you. Yo, Vinny Hinostroza.
Yo, Vinny. Yep. I told you this earlier, PB. I always do this test with players, and then I say, if we're in a sticky situation, call it on maybe the south side of Chicago or somewhere where we're out there a little too late one night in some establishment, and we catch ourselves in a little bit of a hairy situation. Who's going to stick it out with me and try and work our way out of that situation? And who's going to say, sorry, Burr, I am out of here. I'm no help here. Vinny Hinostroza is a good Chicago boy. He's going to stick it out and get his nose dirty with you, and he's going to figure out a way to get himself out of that situation with me. So I'm taking Vinny Hinostroza in my little rat hole that I get stuck in sometimes any day of the week. So for me, Vinny's a building block kind of guy.
Nice job. You're a building block for us. Great job on the podcast. Great honesty there. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, PB.
Thanks to Adam Bursch. Our thanks to the captain, Jonathan Toews, for joining us as well. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Hawks Talk podcast. Brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Thank you to our new sponsor. And that's going to do it. I'm Pat Boyle from NBC Sports Chicago. We'll catch you next time on the Hawks Talk podcast.